And tailgating gear? Head to your local Sports Authority, where you'll find everything you need to support your Vikings, like NFL licensed jerseys, hats, and jackets, plus tailgating essentials like grills, chairs, and coolers. And speaking of winning teams, join the league, our new rewards program, and earn 5% back on your in-store merchandise purchases. See your store for details. We're the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Go to Dick's Last Resort Wednesday night this season for live broadcasts of Vikings Country. Every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., see either John Sullivan, Chad Greenway, or Vikings starting quarterback Christian Ponder chat it up with Vikings Football Sunday host Mike Musman. They'll talk about everything from fishing to football and everything in between. Catch the live broadcast of Vikings Country, brought to you by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar. Fun for all and all in fun. Dick's Last Resort, 4th Floor Mall of America, every Wednesday at 6:30 this season.
This is the Superstar. Thanks for listening to the Power Trip Morning Show weekdays, 5:30 to 9 on The Fan.
Third and six, Alex Smith shotgun. Michael Crabtree rolls out to the right. Smith takes the snap, rolls away from Brian Robinson, looks down the field. Oh, he's hit! And he's sacked! It's Chad Greenway! The Vikings have forced the Niners to punt, and we lead 7-0.
Dick's Last Resort, make a little noise. This is Vikings Country. I am your host, Chad Greenway, linebacker of Minnesota Vikings, of course, is with me. And also we have some special guests that have made their way. I think there's mics for everybody, actually, we can kind of share here. But we got Kevin James hanging out with us here.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see you. Congratulations, Vikings, on your season so far, man. Awesome. Yeah. I wish I could say the same for my Jets, but we've already been numerically eliminated from next year. We're already out. That's how much we suck right now.
That was the first thing I was going to bring up was just last weekend in general. Just I can't, what do you have to say about that?
You don't have to kick a man when he's down, really. You know, a professional wouldn't do that. You don't
The Niners are looking good, though,
The Niners were. They crushed us. They really did. By the way, Minnesota's had some lean years, right, too, by the way. Okay, I'm not going to forget all this. You guys haven't always been great.
That's how we take advantage of the strong starts. So yes. We were 3-13 last year. We're 3-1.
That's right. Jump ahead of it, you know. What we do is we lull you into a sleep where you think, we're going to be bad, and then we kind of surprise you, and then we end up crappy anyway.
So we started off the show. I was telling Kevin this earlier this morning that this show, we really don't talk any football, which is mostly fun for everybody else. But we do have this thing called the Scouting Report. And the Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We were shocked to find out in the first segment that Chad, who's from South Dakota and played at Iowa, has never been abducted by aliens, nor has he ever been probed.
I don't believe that. I think he's definitely been probed. I can see that as I walked up to you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. That's exactly what I expected.
Can't you tell by the smile? I mean, he's definitely been broke.
I'm just always happy.
Yes. Since broke.
Before 12, that was bad.
That's right.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit now why you're here at Mall of America. And, of course, we're here with Baz Rutten, by the way. Baz Rutten is here with us. One of the baddest men ever.
And the unbelievable Mark Munoz.
Mark Munoz here as well, ladies and gentlemen. And UFC, we got a big event that's coming up here on Friday. We're going to give away some tickets here in just a little bit. But also, you got Here Comes the Boom, new movie coming out.
Yes, with these guys who are fantastic in it. I'm excited about that. Where it's a cool movie where I play a biology teacher, and at the school we're suffering some cutbacks, and they're going to cut the music program, and I end up standing up for Henry Winkler, who is the music teacher, who's the greatest guy in the world. And I end up trying to moonlight and make some extra money, and it ends up in the mixed martial arts arena, which that's where most people go to make extra money.
Sure,
right?
Why not?
Some people babysit.
Is that a stripper pole?
Yeah, that's right. Stripper pole, babysitting, or getting into the octagon. That's all. But no, it's a big, fun, inspirational comedy that I think everybody's going to have a good time with.
So, who wrote this thing? Did you write this?
I wrote it with a guy named Alan Loeb. And
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, we had some fun with it.
I can imagine. Like, where does that come from? Like, you know, you had to be sitting in the garage.
Well,
leader, like just. cans of beer stacking like pyramids
of
beer.
That's how it starts.
And then it just goes. It just blossoms.
You get a little music going. You get emotional about it. And you start writing about your life. No, I became, you know, friends with these guys and just understand. You know, I'm just blown away by the sport that they fight in and compete in. And it's just, it's amazing to me. I've been a fan of them for a very long time and what drives them. And to find out that they're probably the nicest guys I've ever met. You know, I mean, honestly, that way. And yet, the dichotomy of you know, them fighting in the cage is crazy. So it was inspiring to me to see what these guys go through, and I've always wanted to do a movie about it.
We're here at Dick's Last Resort. This is Vikings Country.
Yeah.
We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Chad Greenway's here this week. Kevin James as well. And Kevin, I got to ask you, which one would you rather take? A full shot from Boz, just right in the mutt, or if we got you just completely loaded up in Vikings gear, helmet all the way, just the whole equipment, and have Chad hit you over the middle as you're reaching out for a pass?
I got to be honest. I think
I would take me.
You know, well, Boss, you don't feel anything because you just wake up, or you don't wake up. You wake up in front of the Lord, and you say, thank you for my life. It was really great, and I hope I was good enough.
How'd I live? How'd I do?
Exactly. What was I okay? And with Chad, it would be pretty sick too. But you know what? I'd be so hammered, it wouldn't really matter, right? If you got me liquored up, I might. You know, who knows?
I too would be choose to hit myself. Is that possible?
No, I've seen Chad, and I wouldn't want either. Chad's a sick man. I wouldn't want that either.
I like how you think the option of hitting yourself is out there.
There's no good answer, by the way.
Really. Can I hit myself? Is there any possibility of that? So this is exciting. You know what I love about this movie, too? We talked about this earlier this morning, but that it's a PG movie. You know, and throughout your career with King of Queens, which I know Chad's in-laws, which, by the way, you are helping him out so big because they're right out in front here. They're huge fans of the King of Queens.
But they are. Oh, good to see you guys. Thank you.
From the King of Queens to just all your stand-up and still into the movies, and tonight, you know, this new movie now, always like family friendly and always like you keep it clean.
Well, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean in this movie it doesn't get intense, though. I got to say, you know, this one we really went for it, and it's different comedy than like say Paul Blart and stuff. But I always, you know, I got kids, and I always picture myself sitting there with my kids watching this movie. So I want to be comfortable with them and feel that, you know, I'm proud of the movies that I make, and you know, they're kind of with you for the rest of your life. So, you know, you try to do the best you can with that. But I mean, it's mostly just a positive movie that, you know, you can hopefully get inspired by and have a good time with.
We got a nice tie-in here because we have the UFC, of course, and MMA, and we got the Minnesota Vikings and Vikings Country going on here. And Boz, Brock Lesnar,
the big
Minnesota
man.
Guy here, who's done both. Not only I've been very successful in UFC, but then also, well, he was on the Vikings for a while.
He was. I was on the team then, but I heard it was a great experience for everybody. Jim Kleinsaucer just talks to the legend of Brock Lesnar for one training camp. It was awesome.
So now, but Brock was a heck of an athlete, and just, I mean, for a guy to go to so many different sports and dominate like that, that's pretty impressive.
It is. It is impressive. You know, it's any athlete, any great athlete. You know, you see Matt Mitrione.
He's also a football player.
Very tough, you know, and he picked up really fast. You have a lot of these guys are coming in from different sports. But if you're a great athlete and you know body positioning and your motoric skills are good, you know, that's a big plus, let me say that. And when you're tough. You know, most of the time, you know, that's why it's so believable in this movie. Also, he had a great wrestling background. You know, that's what we get in the opening of the movie. And then he's incredibly tough because he fights for a good cause. You know, he doesn't want to stop, does not want to quit.
Yeah. You know, Brock actually wrestled for University of Minnesota.
So, yes.
So for him to get into mixed martial arts is a natural progression because, you know, you got to know your body and be able to hold somebody down. And that's what he did in wrestling. And that's what made him so successful in the sport.
Mark, Kevin actually punched you in making this movie. Right in the face, right?
Yeah, he did. He did.
It's in there.
And within 8 minutes, he had flowers and chocolates in his trailer. I was so scared. I was so scared of him retaliating.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He actually hits pretty hard if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's all right. You know, we get hit in the face for a living. And, you know,
that was the thing that hurt me the most, that it didn't. I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I popped you square in the face. He's like, oh, okay. I guess so. All right. Whatever you want to call it.
But you also get popped by Selma Hayek in a couple different spots.
Yeah, not in the face, by the way. That she carried a knee over. And we have a fun fight in the movie. And she just destroyed me. She really did drop me. I got to show that in the DVD, man. She caught the onions square. I mean, there was just no room for missing. She did not miss. I don't know what her knees are made out of, but it's like a mailbox coming in at you.
What's really impressive, and I think about this all the time, because like Chad, we've talked about this before. These guys don't wear cups out on the field.
I see now, it's amazing to me. They don't even wear like thigh pads anymore.
No.
I look like the Michelin Man when I played football. I was all bundled up. I couldn't move.
No hip pads, no knee pads.
No
just thigh pads.
Do you see thigh pads?
I wear thigh boards, but a lot of people don't.
Thinner ones, by the way.
Mine are like thin.
That's
literally like a little.
Insane to me.
But you don't. Honestly, you don't get hit down there very often because you're using your hands so well down there that, I mean, maybe right. You get somebody coming in low, but usually...
No, so you're telling me no cup?
No cup.
That
never
is...
Never at any level. Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I'm wearing one right now, and this is just a radio show. Vikings Country, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out here to Dick's Last Resort. We're proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night beginning at 6:30. You can join us next week for Vikings Country. John Sullivan is going to be here at Dick's Last Resort, fourth floor, Mall of America. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort and Restaurant Bar right here in Mall of America. Fun for all for fun. Thank you all for coming out here. We're going to go see Here Comes the Boom, Kevin James, Boz Rutten, and also Mark Munoz, Chad Greenway, and myself. I'm Musk. Thanks so much for coming out. Have a great night on 100.3 FM, The Fan.
Power Trip Morning Show weekdays, 5:30 to 9 on The Fan.
Third and six, Alex Smith shotgun. Michael Crabtree rolls out to the right. Smith takes the snap, rolls away from Brian Robinson, looks down the field. Oh, he's hit! And he's sacked! It's Chad Greenway! The Vikings have forced the Niners to punt, and we lead 7-0.
Dick's Last Resort, make a little noise. This is Vikings Country. I am your host, Must Chad Greenway, linebacker of Minnesota Vikings, of course, is with me. And also we have some special guests that have made their way. I think there's mics for everybody, actually, we can kind of share here. But we got Kevin James hanging out with us here.
Thank you, guys. Nice to see you. Congratulations, Vikings, on your season so far, man. Awesome. Yeah. I wish I could say the same for my Jets, but we've already been numerically eliminated from next year. We're already out. That's how much we suck right now.
That was the first thing I was going to bring up was just last weekend in general. Just I can't, what do you have to say about that?
You don't have to kick a man when he's down, really. You know, a professional wouldn't do that. You don't
have to. The Niners are looking good, though, you know.
The Niners were, they crushed us. They really did. By the way, Minnesota's had some lean years, right. Too, by the way. Okay, I'm not going to forget all this. You guys haven't always been great, okay?
That's how we take advantage of the strong starts.
So yes.
We were 3-13 last year. We're 3-1.
That's right. Jump ahead of it, you know? What we do is we lull you into a sleep where you think, you know, we're going to be bad, and then we kind of surprise you, and then we end up crappy anyway.
So we started off the show. I was telling Kevin this earlier this morning that this show, we really don't talk any football, which is mostly fun for everybody else. But we do have this thing called the Scouting Report. And the Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We were shocked to find out in the first segment that Chad, who's from South Dakota and played at Iowa, has never been abducted by aliens, nor has he ever been probed.
I don't believe that. I think he's definitely been probed. I can see that as I walked up to you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's exactly what I expected.
Can't you tell by the smile? I mean, he's definitely been broke.
I'm just always happy.
Yes. Since
before 12, that was bad.
That's right.
So, Kevin, tell us a little bit now why you're here at Mall of America. And, of course, we're here with Boz Rutten, by the way. Boz Rutten is here with us. One of the baddest men ever.
And the unbelievable Mark Munoz.
Mark Munoz here as well, ladies and gentlemen. And UFC, we got a big event that's coming up here on Friday. We're going to give away some tickets here in just a little bit. But also, you got Here Comes the Boom, new movie coming out.
Yes, with these guys who are fantastic in it. I'm excited about that. It's a cool movie where I play a biology teacher, and at the school we're suffering some cutbacks, and they're going to cut the music program, and I end up standing up for Henry Winkler, who is the music teacher, who's the greatest guy in the world. And I end up trying to moonlight and make some extra money, and it ends up in the mixed martial arts arena, which that's where most people go to make extra money.
Sure,
right?
Why not?
Some people babysit.
It's either that or a stripper pole.
Yeah, that's right. Stripper pole, babysitting, or getting into the octagon. That's all. But no, it's a big, fun, inspirational comedy that I think everybody's going to have a good time with.
So, who wrote this thing? Like, who did you write this?
I wrote it with a guy named Alan Loeb, and
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, we had some fun with it.
I can imagine. Like, where does that come from? Like, you know, you had to be sitting in a garage.
Well,
cans of beer stacking like pyramids of beer.
That's how it starts.
And then it just goes. It blossoms.
Yes, you get a little music going. You get emotional about it. And you start writing about your life. No, I became, you know, friends with these guys and just understand, you know, I'm just blown away by the sport that they fight in and compete in. And it's just, it's amazing to me. I've been a fan of them for a very long time and what drives them. And to find out that they're probably the nicest guys I've ever met. You know, I mean, honestly, that way. And yet, the dichotomy of you know, them fighting in the cage is crazy. So it was inspiring to me to see what these guys go through, and I've always wanted to do a movie about it.
We're here at Dick's Last Resort. This is Vikings Country.
Yeah.
We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Chad Greenway's here this week. Kevin James as well. And Kevin, I got to ask you, which one would you rather take? A full shot from Boz, just right in the mutt, or if we got you just completely loaded up in Vikings gear, helmet all the way, just the whole equipment, and have Chad hit you over the middle as you're reaching out for a pass?
I got to be honest. I think
I'll take me.
You know, well, boss, you don't feel anything because you just wake up, or you don't wake up. You wake up in front of the Lord, and you say, thank you for my life. It was really great, and I hope I was good enough.
How'd I live? How'd I do?
Exactly. But was I okay? And with Chad, it would be pretty sick too. But you know what? I'd be so hammered, it wouldn't really matter, right? If you got me liquored up, I might. You know, who knows?
I too would be choose to hit myself. Is that possible?
No, I've seen boss. Chad, and I wouldn't want either. Chad's a sick man. I wouldn't want that either.
I like how you think the option of hitting yourself is out there.
There's no good answer, by the way.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Can I hit myself? Is there any possibility of that? So this is exciting. You know what I love about this movie, too? We talked about this earlier this morning, but that it's a PG movie. You know, and throughout your career with King of Queens, which I know Chad's in Los, which, by the way, you are helping him out so big because they're right out in front of here. They're huge fans of the King of Queens.
But they are. Oh, good to see you guys. Thank you. Thank
from
you
the so King much. Of Queens to just all your stand-up and still into the movies, and tonight, you know, this new movie now, always like family friendly and always like you keep it clean.
Well, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean in this movie it doesn't get intense, though. I got to say, you know, this one we really went for it, and it's different comedy than like say Paul Blart and stuff. But I always, you know, I got kids, and I always you picture myself sitting there with my kids watching this movie, so I want to be comfortable with them and feel that, you know, I'm proud of the movies that I make, and, you know, they're kind of with you for the rest of your life, so, you know, you try to do the best you can with that. But, yeah, I mean, it's mostly just a positive movie that, you know, you can hopefully get inspired by and have a good time with.
We got a nice tie-in here because we have the UFC, of course, and MMA, and we got the Minnesota Vikings and Vikings Country going on here. And, Boz, Brock Lesnar.
The big
Minnesota
man.
Guy here who's done both. Not only I've been very successful in UFC, but then also, well, he was on the Vikings for a while.
He was. I was on the team then, but I heard it was a great experience for everybody. Jim Kleinsaucer just talks to the legend of Brock Lesnar for one training camp. It was awesome.
So now, but Brock was a heck of an athlete, and just, I mean, for a guy to go to so many different sports and dominate like that, that's pretty impressive.
It is. It is impressive. You know, it's any athlete, any great athlete. You know, you see Matt Mitrione.
Matt Mitrione, another
also
football
comes
player.
In, a football player, very tough, you know, and he picked up really fast. You have a lot of these guys are coming in from different sports. But if you're a great athlete and you know body positioning and your motoric skills are good, you know, that's a big plus, let me say that. And when you're tough. You know, most of the time, you know, that's why it's so believable in this movie. Also, he had a great wrestling background. You know, that's what we get in the opening of the movie. And then he's incredibly tough because he fights for a good cause. You know, he doesn't want to stop, does not want to quit.
Yeah. You know, Brock actually wrestled for University of Minnesota.
Too. Yes.
So for him to get into mixed martial arts is a natural progression because, you know, you got to know your body and be able to hold somebody down. And that's what he did in wrestling. You know, that's what made him so successful in the sport.
Mark, Kevin actually punched you in making this movie. Right in the face, right?
Yeah, he did. He did.
It's in there.
And within 8 minutes, he had flowers and chocolates in his trailer. I was so scared of him retaliating.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He hits. He actually hits pretty hard if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know, we get hit in the face for a living, and, you know, it was.
That was the thing that hurt me the most, that it didn't. I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I popped you square in the face. He's like, oh, okay. I guess so. All right. Whatever you want to call it.
But you also get popped by Selma Hayek in a couple different spots.
Yeah, I didn't. Not in the face, by the way. That she carried a knee over, and we have a fun fight in the movie, and she just destroyed me. She really did drop me. I got to show that in the DVD, man. She caught the onions square. I mean, there was just no room for missing. She did not miss. I don't know what her knees are made out of, but it's like a mailbox coming in at you.
What's really impressive, and I think about this all the time, because, like, Chad, we've talked about this before. These guys don't wear cups out on the field.
I see now, it's amazing to me. They don't even wear, like, thigh pads anymore.
No.
I look like the Michelin Man when I played football. I was all bundled up. I couldn't move.
No hip pads, no knee pads.
No
just thigh pads.
Do you see thigh pads?
I wear thigh boards, but a lot of people don't.
Thinner ones, by the way.
Mine are, like, thin.
That's
literally, like, a little.
Insane to me.
But you don't. Honestly, you don't get hit down there very often because you're using your hands so well down there that, I mean, maybe right. You get somebody coming in low, but usually.
So you're telling me no cup?
No cup.
That
never
is
at any level.
I don't know what that means.
I'm wearing one right now, and this is just a radio show. Vikings Country, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out here to Dick's Last Resort. We're proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night beginning at 6:30. You can join us next week for Vikings Country. John Sullivan is going to be here at Dick's Last Resort, 4th floor, Mall of America. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort and Restaurant Bar right here in Mall of America. Fun for all for fun. Thank you all for coming out here. We're going to go see Here Comes the Boom, Kevin James, Boz Rutten, and also Mark Munoz, Chad Greenway, and myself. I'm Musk. Thanks so much for coming out. Have a great night on 100 FM.3 The Fan.